Mad House Radio is ready for launch, beginning now.
What's up, everybody? 2:22 p.m., and I've got some guests on the line. Carlos, are you there? What's up? Who's on the line?
Tin Man and Randy Dandy.
Randy Dandy. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good. Fabulous. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Thank you for asking. So, what's going on? Is that you guys or me?
I think it's you.
Me? No, it can't be.
Yeah, because I'm not using a wireless phone.
Really? Huh. All right. Well, something's bad.
I can't really hear you that well, but oh well, I can hear you good enough.
You having trouble hearing me?
Tonight's the second to last day of no school, and so I'm just staying up all night going crazy. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, you're gonna pay for it on Monday morning, man. You're gonna be tired as hell.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we're gonna be just wore out.
Yeah, that's craziness. Well, hey, you guys want to do a call while you're at it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we've been doing calls like all night, and I'm like real pumped up to do one.
All right, well,
unlike KDK's show, I'm real pumped up now to do a call. All
right.
KDK got mad at you today. I didn't get mad. Well, I mean, I don't know. Kind of had the difference. He played the crickets on me. Yeah.
The crickets.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, let's do something here. I've got some Alaska numbers up here that are still good because it's early there. Still kind of.
Yeah.
I've got a nightclub there. In Anchorage, it's called the Fly By Nightclub. You want to try that?
Fly By Nightclub?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say lost my wife in there.
Okay.
Nightclub
all right.
Will still be open. Okay. And I'll all say right. Their guards won't let me back in.
Okay. Yeah, the guards tell them you're outside on your cell phone and you need to get back in. You got to get your wife. She
it's
has
10:20 there.
Yeah, yep. She has your keys. It's 10:20 right now over there. So a nightclub, hopefully, is still open on the Sunday.
Nightclubs will be open until like 4 o'clock this morning.
On a Sunday? I don't know. We'll see. I don't know how they do it.
Hey, maybe I should. Nah, that's not a good idea. What? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask for a beer again.
That was kind of cool, but yeah, we don't want to be. Well, if the first option doesn't work, then you can go with that, alright?
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, well, we'll be right back, everybody. Hang on.
I dedicate this record to Carnival to all you brothers taking long trips down south, Virginia, Baltimore, all around the world, and your girl gets this message that you ain't coming back. She's sitting back in a room, the lights are off, she's crying.
Welcome.
And then my voice comes in, pow, in the middle of the night, and this is what I
do. You have 28 minutes available for this call.
Girl, you turn around and cry. I ask myself why. See, you must understand. I can't work a 9-to-5, so I'll be gone.
You guys there?
November. Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Fly
by night.
Fly by night club, this is Anne Marie. How may I help you?
Oh, it's wild in there. Hello, who is this?
Anne Marie?
Hi. I believe my wife's in there. She's like boozing it up, and I'm glad I found your number because it took me forever to find this number, but I was wondering if my wife was in there because I'm like outside the building and I just left and I didn't see my wife with me.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. You were wondering if...
Hey, can you turn off the music? Or can you go
actually,
to a quiet room?
It's a show. I can't.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of the show.
Can you go to a quiet room?
I actually have to stay up front. I'm sorry.
But the problem is, I believe my wife's in there, and I thought I went out with her, outside with her, but now you guys won't let me back in.
Your daughter and your wife went out, and you believe that they're here?
No, ma'am. My wife went in there, and I went outside, and I didn't even see her. I believe she's still in there. And I'm outside your building with my cell phone, and I just 411 your number.
Oh, okay, so you're trying to find us.
Guys, yeah, and you guys won't let me in for some reason.
Oh, okay. Where are you?
I'm, like, outside. I'm, like, on the road. I'm parked in my car on my cell phone.
Well, hold on just a second. Hold on.
you guys, like, call for?
What, a bunch of rude bastards?
Shut me up. Yeah, bitch. Our guest created the kitchen.
We gotta do this music, man. What do you think? I think she's just gonna put us on hold.
Permahold.
Yeah, permahold. Did you hate that? I have to call this bitch back.
No tunes or nothing.
Hi, this is Glenn. How can I help you?
Whoa. Hey. Hey. Is that your commercial in the background?
What's that?
I think I'm hearing your commercial. Is that the live music?
This is the music, yeah.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay, I believe my wife is still in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the show is just about over. It's going to be over in about probably 5 minutes here.
Yeah, but I think my wife's in there, and I'm outside, and I thought I went out with her, but I think somebody grabbed her or something, because she's not outside. Could you call for her?
I can't page anybody in the room, if that's impossible.
Yo, ask for the keys of the car, dog!
I have no idea where my wife is.
Yo, ask for the car keys, son!
Were you here for the show earlier?
Yes.
You were here at the show earlier tonight?
Yeah, she was...
Yo, hang on, give me the phone. Yo, Glenn!
I'm not really following.
Hey, Glenn!
Okay.
Glenn, look, Glenn. Glenn, you gotta give me the keys back, son. We need to get out of here.
Hey, give me back my car.
Yeah, cracker.
What's your problem, man? Give me back my car.
Yo, Glenn.
Fuck. Give me back my car.
Yo, Glenn, what kind of music is that in the background? Yo, Glenn. Talk to me, sir.
Sir, talk to me.
He's just playing music now. Well, you're just playing music.
Okay, I need my wife. I just went home. I'm in my car. And she's supposed to be home by now. I just called my house and she's not there. I think you...
Okay, if you want to come in and look for her here at the club, you can.
I tried to do that earlier and you guys didn't let me in.
I don't know who wouldn't let you in. I've been here at the door all night.
Been at the door all night.
I've got to take another call.
Sir, you're making this like it's not important. Yeehaw! To you. What's your problem?
I don't really understand what you're saying, so...
Glenn! Dance, Glenn!
Hello, sir.
Yo, dance, Glenn!
Lucido.
I went in with my brother-in-law. My brother, actually.
Wapo Glenn!
His sister-in-law never came out. So my sister-in-law never came out.
Well, I'm not really understanding what you're saying, because I've been here all night and there hasn't been anybody.
Yeah, because that loud music in there, and it's disrupting everything. Sir.
Okay.
So I have to spell it out for you.
Okay, I'm gonna have to hang up now.
Don't hang up on me.
Just give me a hard time. Sir. You're breaking my balls.
Okay, all right, I've got to go now. I've got to...
But you're breaking my ball.
I really don't understand what you're saying. I'm going to have to hang up. Goodbye.
What's your problem, asshole?
I'm a dick. What a fucking dick, man. Yeah, that was kind of cool, though. I'm trying to jump in and help you out there. I'm sorry if I was stepping over you, but...
It was no problem. I don't think that was a good call at all from some music in the background.
Yeah.
I gotta do another...
Yeah, right, let's see.
I've
got an Arby's.
The
hell?
Okay, I have an idea.
I've got an Arby's in Homer, Alaska. It's a Homer, Alaska. Man, I can go for some Arby's right now, man. Arby's is nice. They got that roast beef, right?
Call it like they're known for.
You have compliments or something, I don't know.
They got a...
I'm going to say...
You found something in their sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Telling you, find a fly.
There's like nothing else you can do.
Yeah,
it works. Every time I go by there, I always get yelled at.
That's craziness. Okay. All right. Well, look. Let me.
I don't know. Okay. What town is it in?
Homer, like Homer Simpson, Homer, Alaska.
Homer, Alaska. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right,
can do.
All right. This is the next attempt for you guys. Hang on. Be right back with you.
Randy, that was a pretty good call.
Oh, you didn't think we can do it again? Twister, Kanye West.
Welcome
from
to the Randy Reed's Dead
Post. From Chapman.
Minutes available for this call.
Girl, I see you in the mirror, but I'm jeans. Chill on your back, I wanna know your name. Girl, I'm just about to blow your brains. Put you in the middle of
your
phone range.
Yo, Milkman.
Yeah, baby.
Alright, I'm gonna put these kids back on and see what happens.
Give that boy a shot of coffee.
Oh, it's busy.
Oh, damn.
That
ain't even right.
That's wrong. Let's try the Arby's in Eagle River. Hang on.
Where is it?
Eagle River, Alaska. We'll try this one. We'll give it one more shot.
What is it?
It's another Arby's. It's another Arby's in Eagle
okay.
River.
Can do.
Damn you guys, listen. Eagle River. Hang on. All right.
Please enter your. You have 28 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code and phone number you wish to call.
Before anything began between us, you were like my best friend.
Alright, here we go.
Fabulous.
I used to run and talk to me and my girl. I don't know why I used to play that song.
Eagle River Arby's, Matthew, how may I help you today?
Hello, this is the Eagle River Arby's, right?
Yes.
Okay. I first have to tell you what I've been through today just to get your number. I call your district office. They say to call you. I couldn't, busy.
Uh-huh.
I call them back. So, I finally get a hold of you guys. I had to put up with this shit all day. I got bad service from your restaurant, and I'm just asking for a refund because this is just a joke. I went through your drive-thru, and I had to put up with the worst service I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't know how to describe it.
Okay, well, if you have your receipt, I can give you a refund, but it'd have to be tomorrow. I'm already closed.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I looked into my burger, and I think it might have been a fly. I just want a refund on this. But you guys were just the people who were working there just gave me nasty remarks, and I don't want to put up with this. Do you understand?
Yep.
I mean, it's just bullshit what I have to put up with at your Arby's. I don't think I'm ever going to go to an Arby's again.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
I mean, who are you people hiring there?
I don't know. We hire whoever we need to hire.
I mean, are you raising your voice at me?
No, I'm not, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul. Paul, can I talk to him? Hello?
Yeah.
Let me talk to him. Hello, sir.
Well, yes, sir.
Today, when my, Paul, he's my roommate, he brought home my food.
Yeah.
I ordered a roast beef sandwich. I got, what was it? Chicken.
Okay.
Chicken steaks or something like that. I don't know.
All right. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay, I mean.
But, well, if you guys,
I mean, I just.
Bring in the receipt, we can give you a refund on it.
But it's such bullshit. I have to put up with this fucking mess. You guys, I asked for some roast beef. You guys give me this nasty tasting stuff. It's like you guys spit in it or something.
I don't think Paul and me want to drive up to an Arby's, which is like how far away? 10, 15?
Can you guys mail us one? Hello?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I just put up with this bullshit you guys have been giving us all day.
Yeah, I think he hung up.
Sir?
He hung up.
He did?
I was just gonna say, he was a manager. He's probably the owner.
Oh.
Okay.
Alright, well, hey guys, thanks for joining in the Madhouse. On the super special late edition of the Madhouse, this is your chance to give a shout out to the ladies.
I'm gonna give a shout out to Jessica. I'm gonna give a shout out to that girl on Xbox Live I cybered with today. And the other person that I pinged.
I'll just give a shout out to everybody who's listening.
All right, Chiefs. Well, hey, y'all have a good night. Behave yourselves. And what year are you guys going into?
Year.
What grade?
Like,
what grade?
Grade.
Yeah.
Grade. Oh, I'm freshman in high school now.
Oh yeah,
man, to be freshman too.
This is where it all starts, man. This is where it all starts.
Yeah, and I'm gonna start shit already.
Yeah.
So next Monday.
And y'all have a freshman Friday out where you live. Y'all have a freshman Friday at that high school.
Yeah. We'll have our time. Anyways, more people to prank. More business.
Well, you know what I mean? You freshman Friday, you don't have that out there where, like, all the freshmen get picked on the first Friday after coming back?
We have that. I think we do.
Yeah.
We have something
that's what homecoming's for.
Yeah, we have homecoming. That's what.
And then all the seniors beat on us.
Yeah, well, hey.
Juniors, seniors, everybody.
All right, well, good luck with that, guys.
All right, see you.
All right.
Later, man.
Execute. Later. All right, later, guys.
Later.
All right, bye. Alright, well, that was them. Thank you very much for calling, fellas. That was very interesting. Ooh, I sound different now, don't I? Ooh. Milkman. Milkman.
Woo, 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 woo.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, he fell asleep. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Oh, yeah. Wow, it's 2:40 already. Anyway, let me get the toll-free number out once again. It's 1-888. I forgot. What the hell's the toll-free number, man? Hang on. I gotta find it. I'm so fucking blazed right now. 1-888-something-something.
Something. 888-278-8509. That's right. You can call in live to the Madhouse. 888-278-8509. That's right. Take a seat in the Madhouse and come on in.
Yeah. Very good, very good. So what's it like over there where you're living at? Is it,
man, quiet? I am sweating ass, man. I'm telling you what, it is hot. It's like 86 in my room, it's about 90 outside, and I got AC and 3 fans cooking.
And you have AC and it's still that fucking bad?
Oh, yes, shit. Sir, buddy.
Oh, fuck that. I got central AC.
It's been humid for about the last last couple of weeks with all this rain and stuff. It's been coming down,
and
it turns into heat.
Hey, we got a caller from Milwaukee, man. I guess I should take it, right?
Okay.
All right,
let's pick it up and see.
Let's do this. You're on the Madhouse. Hello. Hello, speak it to me, please. You're on the Madhouse. Bueno, alto. Oh. How disrespectful. They're going to start this. They're going to start this with me. They started this with KDK, man. Now they're going to start this shit with me, huh?
I guess we got a couple weenies out there, man, that need to be thrown in the fire.
I don't know. Well, they can try again. They can try again. Damn, I'm getting a bunch of sound effects from KDK here. The crickets. You know, this is a sound effect from Gizmo.
Wow.
You're on the Madhouse. Hello. I don't hear shit.
What the heck?
Oh no! Phones are all fucked up.
Damn.
These crickets won't stop, man. Hang on, I'm losing control. Jesus.
Come on, man, start paddling, man. You got your swamp boat up there on a sandbar. Come on, push.
Whatever, alright. 888 278 8509, is that right? Okay.
Down in the bayou. Yeah, man.
A homeboy's calling a third time in Milwaukee. I got my finger on the trigger to give out this number.
Yep.
You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? Yo, what the fuck with this shit? I'm telling you. Alright, well.
Come on, bleep him then, man.
Yeah,
no more
I'm
that.
Just gonna block the kid.
We ain't got time for the dumb stuff.
We don't have time for the bullshit. Okay, KFC in Honolulu, it's time for me to do a prank call. What do you say?
Hey, man, let's give him a call, man. I'm getting hungry. I need some hot wings, man.
Hey, tell you what we can do. I'll tell you what we can do. We're going to do this on Gizmo. You want to do a prank call?
Hey, I'll give it a shot.
All right, well, let's see how Gizmo works at this, all right?
Okay, open it up, Nana, and I'll join in with you, man.
All right.
You place your order, and I'll place an order then, too.
You know, you can't do conferences, though. It's not working right now. It's just a whole convoluted process. You know,
well, that's all right, man. We'll work it out later, man. Just go ahead and order me some hot wings and some mash and a large order slaw on the side.
All right, well, I'm going to work on that right now. You're on the madhouse.
Yo, no disrespect. My phone cut out.
Nah, what's up? Who's this?
This is Duke.
What's up, Todd? How you doing, man?
Doing good, chilling.
Yeah, so you get that bad cell coverage up there or something?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It just got all that crazy static.
Yeah, I'm just talking shit. I'm not going to give your number out, man. It's not like that. I'm just bluffing. I'm just trying to sound tough for the troublemakers out there. So what's up with you, man? What are you up to?
Chilling, smoking a little, you know, yeah. Listening to the shows.
I'm trying to finish my creepy out here. I'm going to quit this week, I swear.
But, I hear you. I say that I'm quitting tomorrow.
Yeah, I quit every day. It's like, oh, I'm gonna quit tomorrow. And it's like, I gotta finish out the week. I just got this sack. I gotta finish out the sack. Next thing you know,
you gotta go out on a good note.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I gotta wait until my birthday. I gotta wait till fucking that movie comes out. Yeah.
You know how it works.
Yeah, I know how it is, man. I've been trying to quit smoking weed for like what 4 years now or something like that. I don't know. Every day.
Yeah.
All right,
good
so,
luck with it.
Yeah, well, thanks. I appreciate it. Not to sound racist or nothing, but there's a KFC I'm about to call. Would you like to take the reins on that one? It's in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yeah, that's some shit.
All right, well, you got a plan or you want to come up with something?
I'll take the suggestion if you want, or I'll just roll with it.
Just roll with it, man. Let's see what you got.
All right.
All right, let's do this. KFC and Kahika Street, Honolulu. Kahika Street. It's about 11 o'clock. I hope they're open. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right, let's give it a try. I'll be right back with you. And, be right back with all of y'all in just 1 second here.
Welcome to Sprint. Please enter your prepaid card number. You have 23 minutes available for this call. Please enter the area code and phone number you wish. Please hold while we connect your call.
Got a Burger King too in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's 8:40 in Hawaii.
Oh, it's early.
Yeah.
You have six, please.
Mahalo.
Excuse me?
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Well, aloha. Mahalo. How you guys doing, man? I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying? And I like chicken. Hello?
Hello?
You on Tahika Street?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a...
Yo, just
delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Oh,
my leg is broken. I'm up here doing a rap record up in Honolulu.
Oh, even though, but, you know.
We doing a video. You know what I mean? We need some Asian backup people and some KFC.
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Even though you can shut down for a minute,
no,
run me over some drumsticks, put yourself in the video, you know, like Two Live Crew did with the Me So Horny, you know, Asian sample.
We had a 6 and 18, but...
You know, me so horny. Me love you long time.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shabba. I cannot deliver a chicken. I can
listen,
customer, yeah?
Listen, you sound like a visionary warrior to me.
I don't care about.
You got the KFC crispy?
No, we didn't have.
What you got?
We got only the original chicken.
Right. Could you bring a black man some original chicken?
I'm doing a video. I'm sorry.
You don't like rap music?
No, I don't know. I don't like...
You don't like...
I'm busy.
What the fuck, yo? Dude.
What's up, man? He hung up. That's crazy.
Thank you for using Sprint.
Alright. Okay, bitch. I hate Sprint, bitch. I got someone else on the other line. If we get
you damn Howard.
Yeah, if we get disconnected in the process here, I apologize. But hey, that was a great call, man.
You like that one?
That guy, he came off all with attitude, too, man, from the beginning. I think he just doesn't like black people. He's like, yeah, no, okay, you know, whatever, man.
That's bullshit, I was going to put him in the video, though.
Yeah, I'm in the video. Good deal, man. That was good, man. That was good.
If he takes off his pants, he can come in.
Yeah, well, hey, man, you're more than welcome. What do you do Thursday nights, man? You're more than welcome to call in on Thursday nights, man.
Yeah, I'll be chilling. I'll definitely be listening.
All right, well, I started around 9:15 Eastern. No, you're where in Michigan, right? So I don't know what's up with that, but I don't know what
yeah,
time
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I'm central, but I can do the math.
All right, man. Well, when you get your car. All
right, thanks, Carlito.
All right, man. Well, hey, peace. Take care, man.
Word.
Thank you for calling. All right, one.
Peace.
And that other caller is gone. I'm sorry, other caller. Give a call back. My number is 888-278-8509. Once again, that is 1-888-278-8509. It's 250, man. I'm going strong. If I get more people calling in, I'll keep going until whenever. Let me check out the listener numbers real quick. Yeah.
Kick us out some hot numbers, man. Looking out west,
yeah.
Looking out Hawaii, Alaska way, California.
California is almost too late, though. California is 12 o'clock right now, I think, or 11, I think, right? 11, 12, 1.
It's
11:44. Yeah, it's kind of late out
we'll
there. I can probably
get some people up.
I could probably do Hawaii still. I've got a Burger King in Hawaii I can hook someone up with. I just got that.
Yeah.
Well, here's another. I'm getting a McDonald's. This is all thanks to Des Lonesome Loser. A.K.A. Mr. Peepers. He's out there hooking me up, as always, with the numbers. He does good quality shit. And I thank him for being up so late, man. It's 3 a.m. Eastern.
This is Cesar. Can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Little Caesars.
Who's this?
Hello. Hang on. Let me put you down with my son.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Yes. Is this Little Caesars?
Yeah.
I have a question, Mike. Grandpa over here? Just wondering, do you guys have a Little Caesar salad?
Oh yeah, I get.
Oh, you have Little Caesar salad?
Yeah.
How good? Is it? It's good.
Yeah.
How big is it? Or how should I say? How little is it?
Oh, just try it. You know, you can love it.
I'm gonna love it.
Yeah.
Are you sure? You know, like there's no surprise in it.
No, just try it first.
How about this? I pay you $5, will you try it first?
What is that?
If I pay you $5, will you try the Caesar salad first?
Hey, sir, we're busy, so if you want to order, just tell me, okay?
Okay, can I place my order now?
Huh?
Can I place my order now and I'll come pick it up?
So what's your order, sir?
This is, Don, D-L-N.
Yeah?
Ramus? S-S?
Yeah?
And I'd like a Little Caesar's salad dressing. A pizza. Okay?
So what is that, pepperoni or cheese?
Do you have a Swamp Ass?
No, sir.
Swamp Ass pizza?
No, we don't have.
Oh, what kind of pizza you got?
Pepperoni, cheese, veggies.
Can I have a pepperoni?
Yeah.
Can I have pepperoni, please?
Well, how many, sir?
Two.
Two medium
two
size.
Two pepperoni, please.
We don't have already. Oh, sorry, sir. We're closed already.
You're closed? Yeah. You make me do all this shit for nothing? God damn you, fucking guy. What time are you guys open tomorrow?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, you fucking guy? Okay, can you keep this water down? I'll come pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah, fuck your ass.
Okay,
he says, fuck
your
ass.
Later, fucking guy.
He goes, fuck your ass, and hangs up. What a dick, man. Oh, my God. Do you want to call him back? I'll call him back.
Fucking guy.
He said, fuck your ass. You want to call him back? Give him shit for that?
Oh, shit, no.
All right. Well, it's all good. Hey, thanks for being on, man.
Yeah, I figured they wouldn't have a Caesar salad dressing, but I guess they did.
They'll do anything for a buck these days, man. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Well, hey, you're on, I guess you're, like, the co-host now, is what KDK said of Zolar's Vision, right?
Yeah.
You'll be on Friday at 10? Am I assuming you're going to make it? You're pretty sure?
Yeah, hopefully I'll be on this Friday if my parents don't take away my car.
All right, well, they can't do that. Don't let them do that.
Because my mom found my two spare keys, so now I got to find them. Got to find them and hide them again. Gotta go on a little scavenger hunt.
Exactly. Well, no problem. Well, good luck with that, man. It'll all work out. Don't worry. Trust in God.
Yeah, I doubt it.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for being on, man.
Talk to you later, Carlito.
All right, take care, man. Have a good night.
All right, later, you beater.
Later, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, everybody. It's currently 3:03. I've never gone this late, but I've had a great time. So thank you all. And have a good night.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución, no los queremos, no los necesitamos.